USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top health official at the University of Minnesota is issuing a dire warning about the nation's battle against the coronavirus. Dr. Michael Osterholm telling NBC's Meet the Press.
Our future is in our hands. And right now, for at least the next 3 weeks, because cases are already in the, we would say, in the pipeline, meaning they're already infected, these numbers are going to go way up. Our job is to imagine what the world could be like if we do make the changes we need to make. We are in a very dangerous period, the most dangerous public health period since 1918. And if we don't basically take important steps like stop swapping air with our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, we're going to see these numbers grow substantially.
Top economists in the United States are fearing a double-dip recession as COVID-19 cases across the country continue to skyrocket. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump said late Saturday that Antifa members waited until most of the Trump rally participants left Washington to attack those still in the city. Viral videos show Trump supporters being harassed and assaulted late Saturday night. All eyes are turning to Georgia, where two election races will decide which party controls the Senate. It appears both are headed to a runoff January 5th. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She says Republicans have to get people out to the polls just like Democrats did in the general election in Georgia.
Well, Stacey Abrams, to her credit, did not take Georgia for granted. She got out and had a strong ground game. Republicans have to counter that. They have to be on the ground registering voters. They cannot take red states for granted. And I hope that they're doing that. They needed to be doing it yesterday. I know that both Senate campaigns are actively pursuing, voters in this regard. But, hey, they got to get on the ground, and they got to do it today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The International Space Station is about to get more crowded. NASA will launch four astronauts above the SpaceX Dragon capsule this weekend in the company's first regular crew rotation to the orbiting lab. Navy pilot from California, Victor Glover, will be taking his first space flight. He will also be the first black astronaut to stay at the space station for a full six-month rotation. Glover asked by CBS News if he's thought about that accomplishment.
I will once I get there. I try not to think about that too much. I think it is important for our astronaut corps and the accomplishments of our agency to represent the beautiful variety in this country. And so it is important to have kids who look like me or look like I looked when I was younger see someone that they can relate to that way.
Your trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house this year won't be quite as crowded.
Fewer Americans will be hitting the road for the Thanksgiving holiday, according to AAA. The Auto Club expects about 10% fewer travelers for this year's holiday, the largest one-year drop since the height of the Great Recession in 2008. They say air travel will take a hit, with about half as many flyers this year, 2.4 million, down from 4.5 million a year ago. Auto travel is expected to drop as well, though not as dramatically. AAA expects a 4% drop to 47.8 million Americans hitting the road for Turkey Day. The reasoning behind the expected drops are the increasing numbers of coronavirus cases across the country. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.